This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's impeachment battle with the Democrats, especially House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, continues. On Twitter yesterday, he was asking why Pelosi should be allowed to impeach him. He said she's demanding everything in the Senate that the Republicans were not allowed to have in the House. Meanwhile, 2 days after Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski criticized Senate Chief Mitch McConnell for saying he's working with the White House on the president's defense at a Senate trial, Republican Senator John Kennedy responds to Murkowski.
The Senator is entitled to her opinion, and Senator McConnell is entitled to his. So far, as best I can tell, as to the rules of impeachment, there are very few rules. And I dare say that just about every senator will approach this differently.
The Coast Guard still searching for a missing tour helicopter off the coast of Hawaii that had seven people on board. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
He was speaking to NBC News, the FAA proposing new guidelines for remote identification of all drones. The agency comparing the system to license plates for the unmanned aircraft. They say there are currently more than 1.5 million drones registered with the FAA, but it's important for authorities to be able to find out which drone is flying where. Already homeless, now homeless again. Families in Minneapolis facing an uncertain future after being uprooted by a fire at the big shelter they were staying in, the Francis Drake Hotel. More than 200 people displaced. The Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says,
but we have a whole lot of people that are galvanized around a common concept, and that common concept is making sure that every single person is safe and is warm.
A storm that slammed Southern California mountains with snow is now heading towards the plains and the upper Midwest. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Legendary Broadway songwriter Jerry Herman has passed away. The 88-year-old Herman, best known for his hit musicals Hello Dolly, Mame, and Le Cage aux Folles, died at a Miami hospital on Thursday night after complaining of chest pains. Herman was born in 1931 and grew up in Jersey City. He said his parents introduced him to the theater by throwing costume parties and taking him into the nearby city to see Broadway shows. He says hits like Annie Get Your Gun inspired him to become part of the Broadway community. Again, Jerry Herman was 88. An investigation continues into the death of a Congolese migrant who was in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody when she died on Christmas Day. The 41-year-old woman arrived at the official port of entry from Mexico at Laredo, Texas on Tuesday. The next day, the woman was suffering from abdominal pain, and she was taken to a local hospital where she died a short time later. And Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is facing backlash after saying Jesus was a refugee. The South Bend, Indiana mayor made the statement in a Christmas message in which he said Jesus came into the world not in riches but in poverty and not as a citizen but as a refugee. That tweet came after he released a plan calling for a large increase in the number of refugees allowed into the U.S. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I mean, how would you like the job of getting this country back on track, huh? I mean, in the midst of really important things that we have to consider, we've got impeachment madness happening. Our legislative branch is so occupied with dealing with impeachment that we have serious issues to deal with. We can only be thankful, in part, that the Chinese right now aren't having a great time either. I mean, they've got economical issues, even though our job reports look very good. We got another great report that just came out. Unemployment about 3.6, slightly up, up from the all-time low of 3.5, but looks pretty good, for this past month. But meanwhile, all this that's going on in D.C. is a big distraction for things that really matter for the American people. With us right now to talk particularly about China and his new book, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy, is Bill Gertz, national security columnist for the Washington Times, senior editor at the Washington Free Beacon. Bill, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hi, Bill. Good to be on the program.
Well, let's talk about this. I mean, here we are seriously distracted in D.C., but China, as I said, I think we can be grateful that their economic woes are kind of saddling them a bit and has slowed down their march. We can be thankful, I guess, in part for that. Otherwise, they'd be, really going fast forward as if they're not right now because of the distraction that America is dealing with.
Yes, the Chinese are somewhat in retreat based on President Trump's much tougher approach to China, especially on the trade issue. They're getting close to working out a so-called partial trade deal. But yes, the Chinese, again, are stepping back. You haven't seen them do provocative activities in the South China Sea. The U.S. has conducted 7 transits of warships through the Taiwan Strait, and China barely had any response to that. So they're kind of back on their heels from the president's pressure campaign, which I think is working. The whole idea behind that is let's cut off the massive theft of technology that China has been engaged in and see if this Chinese economic miracle can continue.
Bill, you've been studying China for 30-plus years. I mean, you appreciate all the nuance, and you see someone like Donald Trump coming from the outside, pretty much grabbing the bull by the horns. I mean, he said this during his campaign, even before he started running, that China was having their way with America, and you had this sense that if he was ever to become president of the United States, the party was going to be over.
Yes. Just this week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave a great speech in New York where he identified the Communist Party of China and not the Chinese people as the real threat. This was an amazing speech because he really dove deep into the problem. problem. He talked about how for decades pro-China lobbyists, people like Henry Kissinger and others, have skewed U.S. policy and failed to help us recognize the threat from China. And now for the first time we are understanding the threat and we're making real changes in that. Also, our academic experts, the China hands, have been wrong for decades. They told us just trade with China, just be nice to China, don't treat China as a threat or it will become a threat. And they were totally wrong. And, you know, they miscalculated. They said if we just had these benign policies that this would create a benign China. And it hasn't happened. We now have a more dangerous China that's on the march around the world.
But yet some of these people are still given place, Bill. This is the thing that galls me, is that, yeah. Look, if you miss the mark, I mean, even in business, as a manager, if you're managing a project and you you under-deliver, boy, your credibility and your portfolio and value to any organization is reduced significantly. Only in the media, only in politics can you be off and somehow you live another day and you make more money than you made before.
That's exactly what's happened in the China-watching community. These people were wrong, and there's been no penalty. They're still basically been influenced. I think once the dust is settled and we really look deeply at what happened, we'll see that China was able to use its intelligence services and its propaganda machine to influence those experts to really miscalculate and misestimate the danger from China. And now we're really beginning to see that this is really an existential threat to the United States. We need to deal with China in a way that's going to mitigate these threats to our security, and mm-hmm. not just our security, but the security of the whole world. China
exactly.
wants to export their totalitarian or / authoritarian system around the world to replace the model that the U.S. has had, which was a democratic free market focused on individual liberty and freedom.
Yeah, we're surrounded by all these ambitious ideologies that want to take over global supremacy, whether in the Middle East we've got ISIS and we've got Turkey on the rise, and in China we've got, in the seas there, we're surrounded by all this. But if we're not on top of this and we don't respond to this emerging threat, I mean, thank God for Donald Trump, who's not getting any credit right now for this. History down the road, decades down the road, we might be able to, say thank God for Donald Trump, but not right now.
Yeah, we really need a global information education effort. I mean, America has tremendous power militarily, economically, in many other areas, except in the information sphere, and that's where we're getting killed. Mm-hmm. All these ideologies that you mentioned, the Chinese communists, the Islamic extremists, they are more effective at getting their message out than the United States is. And I've been advocating this for years, that we really need to go on the offensive informationally to educate people about these fundamental values of freedom and prosperity and free markets. We've got to do a much better job of that. I think the Trump administration is trying to figure that out, but mm-hmm. that's been the weakest part of their policy, is the ability to get the message out to the world.
Well, the message has been compromised, and what could be suggested here, Bill Gertz, and this is going to require, some more investigation, but it would appear that there's smoke coming out of the camps of influencers who have been paid off.
Yes, I think that, this is one of the areas that I want to continue doing investigative reporting, is to really uncover some of these links between the Chinese government and the lobbyists in the United States, the business community, the academic community, and really expose that so that people can be educated.
How about political leaders, Bill Gertz?
Absolutely.
Everybody wants to, kind of dance around that issue. But what is being brought up, Peter Schweizer brought up in Secret Empires, is something to really look at. I mean, we just can't say, well, that's not necessarily, illegal. It may, it's questionable if it's moral or ethical. I mean, it either is or it isn't. I mean, what is it that we just want to stay in a gray area instead of calling it for what it is?
Yeah, that's changing. I think there's a big been a major sea change during the Trump administration that we're going to start seeing real exposure of a lot of these nefarious Chinese activities.
Without a doubt. Bill Gertz is with us, and our conversation will continue after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your call.
I'll tell you, it's as good as any time to have a comeback, ladies and gentlemen, to get this country back on track. But it means that all hands are on deck. You know, we got to understand what it is we're fighting for. And let's start with the U.S. Constitution, huh? Boy, I'll tell you, we've been told for a long time. And as, you know, John Rutherford had pointed out, or John Whitehead, I should say, from the Rutherford Institute earlier, is that even our political officials, they're detached from the Constitution. They don't even know what the Constitution is. That's pretty scary, and thinking that they're running our country. Bill Gertz continues with us, national security columnist for the Washington Times, senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon. His latest book, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy. Lest we lose sight of that fact, they have not, Bill Gertz. That is their goal, global supremacy, right?
Yeah, and again, this is one of the major failings of U.S. intelligence. For decades, the Pentagon has produced an annual report on the Chinese military, and every year they said China has no global ambitions. Their most serious threat is to try and retake Taiwan and force Taiwan back into mainland China. And now we understand in recent years that was totally false. We're seeing the expansion of China economically through a project called the Belt and Road Initiative. This is a multi-trillion-dollar development plan, which is basically buying up countries. Mm-hmm. And they go into these countries and they build infrastructure, they'll build a railroad, and they'll even provide the funding, and then they'll use debt trap diplomacy where they get the country indebted to China, and when the country says that they can't pay for the railroad, the Chinese say, well, that's our railroad now and we own it.
Yes.
And so they're using that method to try and increase their influence globally. And this is rooted in both the communist ideology as well as ancient Chinese strategy and nationalism. In other words, they think that the Chinese are taking their rightful place as the supreme force for the entire world.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening, you know, with the conflict there in China between Beijing and Hong Kong? You know, what's going to happen here, Bill?
Well, this is, again, it shows the deception of China. I mean, deception, to understand the Chinese communist government is to understand that they are steeped in deception. And their promise to the people of Hong Kong, which was a former British colony, was you can keep your freedom, you can keep your free system as long as you say that you're part of China. They called it one country, two systems. Well, we saw that that was a lie about 6 months ago when they started to encroach on the legal system. They wanted to pass a bill that would allow Beijing arbitrarily to take people from Hong Kong and try them in China, where the Communist Party is the ultimate ruler there. Not, they don't have a real system of rule of law there. Mm-hmm. So that was what triggered these widespread protests that have been going on for months. And I can tell you, the Hong Kong protesters, they are fighting for their democracy. They are fighting for what was promised them back in 97 when they said they could keep their system.
Well, and this is insane. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you gave them a sunset clause. The British did in setting this whole thing up. And every time we get into these kind of sunset clauses and we set people up, I mean, sooner or later, there's going to be a judgment day that's coming. And what are we, about halfway through the period of time that this was set up? It was, a 50-year agreement or something?
Yeah, they said there was some vague language that the Chinese have used that said, well, after 50 years, we'll reevaluate it. But there was a declaration made between the British and the Chinese back in 97 that said, no, you're going to keep this system, and this is the system that will remain. Mm-hmm. So there are differing interpretations. Obviously, Beijing has one. The British and the rest of the world has another interpretation about how free Hong Kong will be and for how long.
Bill, you kind of touched on it, and I'm sorry, I wanted to stay with it a little bit, and then I got into this other issue. But let's talk more about the emerging threats militarily of what China is doing with these islands in the South China Sea.
Yes. There's another area where we've seen Chinese deception on display. Back in 2015, Xi Jinping told then President Obama that China would not militarize these disputed islands. So there are a handful of very small islands and reefs that China has been rebuilding. And then they went ahead and beginning around April of 2018, the Pentagon detected that they had deployed anti-ship missiles and anti-aircraft missiles. And so then it became, well, hey, you said you weren't going to militarize these islands, and now they're militarized.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Beijing in June of 2018 with then Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, and he basically put the Chinese on notice. He said, look, we have to resolve this or we're headed for some major conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And the dispute is that the U.S. and its regional allies and partners recognize the South China Sea as international waters.
Exactly.
And the Chinese are claiming that this is a Chinese lake. It's mm-hmm. unprecedented in history that mm-hmm. international waters like that have been claimed as sovereign maritime territory. Even the Romans didn't claim the Mediterranean as their territory.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of gives you a sense of this idea, this encroachment, and this hegemony that is emanating from Beijing.
Well, when does this come to come to a head here?
Well, the U.S. has to basically, if it were me and I were in charge of U.S. policy towards China, I would say, hey, let's start rebuilding some islands and militarize those.
Exactly.
And we'll guarantee the freedom of navigation in that international water.
Yeah, it's that old Pennzoil commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. And it seems the further we get down the road, the more complex it's going to be. And, what do those islands look like even in another 10 years?
Yes, and I go back to the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's speech this week, where he really laid out that the problem is the Communist Party of China. And again, people were wrong. This is a party that sees the United States as its main enemy and sees the United States as the main impediment for China seeking its ultimate goal of global hegemony, that is, global domination.
Well, Bill, in the book, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy, as you've been pointing out here, you really get into detail the failure to understand the nature and activities of the dangers posed by China and what the United States can do in taking needed steps to counter these threats. You just mentioned one, that we could start building up our own military islands ourselves. So, we got to get in the game here, right?
Exactly. Another recommendation I make is let's expand our missile defenses in Asia. We saw that China waged economic warfare against South Korea, costing the Seoul economy upwards of $5 billion by sanctions that they imposed on businesses in South Korean businesses doing business in China. And the reason they did that was because the United States deployed the Theater High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, missile defense, a highly effective missile defense. And if China is going to do that kind of economic warfare, why not deploy more THAAD units all around China, in Mongolia, in Southeast Asia, in India, and let's put the Chinese on notice that we're going to neutralize their large force of missiles if they continue to show these aggressive activities in the South China and East China Seas.
And, of course, recently North Korea is back up to their antics. They have fired off a couple of missiles just to let us know they're still around.
Yeah, and didn't get a lot of attention because, like as you mentioned, the obsession in Washington with impeachment, well, the real issues are going on. My view is that the Chinese are responsible for North Korea, and they are responsible for the danger there. You know, few people remember that it was the Chinese that supplied the transporter erector launchers, the mobile missile launchers, which are now fitted with ICBMs that can reach the United States. I can't think of a greater strategic weapons proliferation than China's provision of those launchers to this rogue state, North Korea.
Well, Bill Gertz, an award-winning national security journalist and author of 7 books, his latest that we've been in discussion, is available all over the place, linked at our website, Deceiving the Sky. Bill Gertz, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's impeachment battle with the Democrats, especially House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, continues. On Twitter yesterday, he was asking why Pelosi should be allowed to impeach him. He said she's demanding everything in the Senate that the Republicans were not allowed to have in the House. Meanwhile, 2 days after Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski criticized Senate Chief Mitch McConnell for saying he's working with the White House on the president's defense at a Senate trial, Republican Senator John Kennedy responds to Murkowski.
The senator is entitled to her opinion, and Senator McConnell was entitled to his. So far, as best I can tell, as to the rules of impeachment, there are very few rules. And I dare say that just about every senator will approach this differently.
The Coast Guard still searching for a missing tour helicopter off the coast of Hawaii that had 7 people on board. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
The fight that we're in. You need to know what you're up against. For decades, we've ignored it because conservatives have a way of just kind of going, okay, well, all this deleterious stuff associated with climate, it has to be that way. And if not, then we're going to get a young 16-year-old girl from Sweden to come in and passionately appeal to our better angels.
It's the best of Bill Martinez this weekend right here.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, Robert Mueller did little to unite this country, and if he did anything, and that was chum the waters for the Democrats. Former prosecutor Sidney Powell joins us now, author of the best-selling book, License to Lie. Sidney, he did us no favors.
No, he didn't. It was really a shame what he did yesterday. If he was going to let the report speak for itself, he should have said nothing more than that, and that he stood behind it, or, you know, whatever he wanted to say like that. But to stand up there and emphasize certain things when he's not the attorney general or anything other than a U.S. attorney, equivalent. It was wholly inappropriate. And then on top of that, he came up with a new reason for why they didn't charge the obstruction offenses they smear the president with, that he had explicitly denied to Bill Barr and didn't put in the report either, and all of a sudden now there's that excuse.
Right. This was kind of the brain-bruising comment. All of a sudden he throws the OLC out there, and Bill Barr said on three occasions, and there was a room full of people there as they were having this discussion, and Barr said that clearly asked him several times if the OLC was in play, and all of a sudden now he throws the OLC, the Office of Legal Counsel, order or outline that says you cannot indict a sitting president.
Yeah, it's just an opinion. It's just a legal opinion by the Office of Legal Counsel for the Department of Justice. They're two separate opinions that came to the same conclusion, one under a Democratic administration and one under a Republican administration. But he still had the authority to recommend charges if he thought any should be brought. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do that, which means he exonerated the president as close as the prosecutor can come to exonerating the president. That's the way it works. And like the attorney general said, you don't have a special prosecution to create a report to just throw crap at the fan.
Yes. And unfortunately, what he did was turn the tables, because what happened to due process and innocent until proven guilty? Oh, I mean, now the onus is on the president's side, right?
Yeah, he completely stood the presumption of innocence on its head. I mean, how would any other American or person in the country want to be judged by that standard? It's
Exactly. Absurd.
Mm-hmm. It's completely contrary to the rule of law. I mean, every first-year law student knows that a criminal defendant's entitled to the presumption of innocence, and the burden of proof is on the government to prove he did anything wrong beyond a reasonable doubt.
What does this
Mueller
do?
Mueller literally stands that on its head.
What does this do, just in the general context, you know, like in prosecutors and former prosecutors like yourself, when they hear Mueller, you know, come up with this statement like this, saying, I got to imagine, I mean, this really divides, you know, people, because there's probably some people that believe what Mueller said is acceptable. That's scary.
Well, yeah, people that don't understand the legal system, for starters, and of course MSNBC and CNN will run with that like crazy as if it's the gospel, because, you know, everything Bob Mueller says is supposed to come straight from Mount Olympus or, you know,
Mount
heaven.
Sinai. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Right. And it makes no sense at all. It's completely contrary to the law.
Well, with something that blatantly, as you say, contrary to the law, I know you're commenting on it. Others have commented on it. In the court of public opinion, I mean, this just keeps us in our, you know, respective corners. This doesn't bring us together. And he just really, as you said, not only did he turn the law on its head, but the people that are, you know, we're expecting some sort of resolution. We've got many Americans that have said, look, I've had it with this stuff. You know, $65 million and counting later, and this is the best we can come up with?
Yeah, exactly. And he really did, other than that comment about, oh, now we decided we can't go there because they issued the two OLC opinions. Other than that, there's nothing he said that wasn't already in the report. He was literally just quoting from the report otherwise.
What's Bill Barr saying? Do you know?
No, he's apparently out of the city and he hasn't issued any sort of statement other than I think I heard last night that DOJ had issued a statement that there was no daylight between the conclusions of the report with what Mueller said and what Mr. Barr said. And that's true because they're both quoting from the report.
Well, Mueller says he's going to let the report stand. Of course, it was ridiculous that he didn't accept any questions whatsoever, which I thought was quite cowardly on his part.
Well, he is a coward. If he went and had to put himself under oath and answer real questions, one of my first ones would be, Mr. Mueller, you were director of the FBI during the time Uranium One was going on, and while Mrs. Clinton had her server at clinton.com instead of state.gov, did you ever email Mrs. Clinton at clintonemail.com or whatever that address was?
Right.
Or Huma Abedin, knowing that Huma was her proxy?
Exactly.
Because he had to be one of the people exchanging emails with Hillary Clinton that were among those destroyed. I just cannot imagine that the director of the FBI never communicated by email with the Secretary of State for those years.
Well,
and if I remember correctly, there was even some evidence that he had taken a uranium sample over to Putin
exactly.
On the FBI jet.
Yes. Exactly, and that's what I understand as well with some reports. Sydney, did this report, because maybe I missed something in it, did it specifically say that Putin and Russia specifically had put their thumb on the scale and influenced this election specifically for Donald Trump?
No, I don't think it did.
But he said that on a couple of occasions. Unless I missed something.
Well, the report is very carefully worded in certain places. Like they say, it appears that the Russians hacked the DNC computer. Well, I could say it appears a 15-year-old sitting in his mother's basement hacked the DNC computer because it was, I mean, we had the Pakistani Awan brothers.
Exactly, I was going to say.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And had all the passwords for her and 40 members of Congress, and she was head of the DNC at the time. Mm-hmm. They were in and out of there all the time. They could have downloaded all that stuff to a thumb drive, and God only knows who they sold it to, because they were all about money.
Exactly.
And they got off with a slap on the wrist. In fact, only one of them was charged with anything, and I don't think he served any time. If he did, it was only a month or two.
No, they got him out of Dodge right away, M1, A1. And this is the thing. I mean, to me, they had the car left out in the streets in Watts, California, just with the keys in it, and said, I can't imagine, we got hacked. You know,
right.
Whether it was the Russians, it could have been the Koreans, you know, and Donald Trump was right. It could have been any one of many players, but
They've given criminals the passcode to the DNC.
Exactly. And you talk about the downloading. I mean, according to the records, A1 had downloaded megabytes. I mean, there was more than a thumb drive. They said that he had had downloaded terabytes of information from these 40 Democratic House of Representatives.
Oh, yeah. Our most confidential stuff went all over the world thanks to Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Amazing. And of course,
and read Luke Rosiak's book, Obstruction of Justice. It's
exactly.
All about the Awan brothers and that horrific scandal that people have not paid enough attention to. And
without a doubt.
And D.C. let him off with nothing.
Going to quick break. We've got more from Sidney Powell after this. Stay with us. Merry Christmas, America. Bill Martinez here. You're listening to the best of 2019. Great interviews from our top experts, best-selling authors, entertainment, policy experts. Hey, we do it all for you. We work hard 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on behalf of all of us with Bill Martinez Live. We wish you the best of the coming year and a safe holiday season. And we'll see you next year.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous
Cardenas theme parks, or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
Martinez here, America. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa. I think we got it all covered just about. Hope you're having a great holiday season and a safe one and a fun time with all your family. We look forward to serving you again in 2020, just around the corner, huh?
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, Robert Mueller may said, look, enough's been said. My report is my last word. That's it. Don't want to answer any questions. I'm not interested in coming to the Hill to answer any questions from congressmen. You know, for Jerry Nadler, that might be acceptable. I think Lindsey Graham might have something else to say from the Senate side. What do you think, Sydney?
Well, I would certainly hope so.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't, then he's probably part of the problem.
Well,
I mean, the swamp is wide and the swamp is deep, but I hope Senator Graham is really interested in getting to the bottom of all of this, because Mr. Mueller has a huge role to play in the insurance policy. In fact, I've called him the insurance policy. I think he was the ultimate insurance policy, he and his whole squad. Mm-hmm. And all the FBI agents that went to that, and there are like 40 of them, and all the prosecutors, they had one purpose in mind, and that was to get Donald Trump.
Well, she's the author of the book License to Lie, Sidney Powell, former prosecutor. Sidney, you may have to write some addendum chapters to your best-selling book here.
Well, there's a website called creepsonamission.com that I kind of started for that purpose. I've been too busy talking about the one I've already written to start that one.
Well, no doubt. I mean, there was so much revealed in this book. And then, you know, for people that were wondering, you know, and I've directed so many people, especially here on the show, when we reference you and your book, is to look at, if you really want to understand how, the playbook here, read Sidney's book. And this will open your eyes from Andrew Weissman to Bob Mueller, you know, to the DOJ, you know, what went on and the weaponizing of the DOJ by the Obama administration.
Exactly, and how it branched out to other parts of government, too, because the same prosecutors that hid evidence, made up crimes, and sent innocent people to prison then became Obama's White House counsel and general counsel, deputy director of the FBI, and head of his counterterrorism advisor, and multiple other things. Well, I mean, they just spread out all over government. Mm-hmm. And I wrote the book in 2014. It wasn't written to help Donald Trump or, frankly, for any political purpose. In fact, I didn't even have a political reason in mind when I wrote it other than to help spur criminal justice reform and clean up the Department of Justice in general.
And it's been past due to do this. You've been around. You see all the inequities. And, of course, you know, as we read your book, I mean, you're in the thick of it. So you have lived it, and exceedingly frustrating as somebody with integrity going, wait a minute, this is not right.
And nobody's contradicted a word of it either.
Exactly, exactly. And then you have situations like, you know, people like Andrew Weissman. You go, why is this guy still an attorney? Why is it that our government would still look to him for any kind of answers? And for something like this special prosecution case, you know, when you want, you know, some clear-minded, objective ball and strike calling over this investigation, you get Mueller, who comes in and has a very prejudiced
group. Weissman in charge of it.
Yes, exactly.
Weissman was running that investigation. That's why Paul Manafort's wife was searched in her nightgown in the bed at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's because of Andrew Weissman. And that's why 27 agents, a helicopter, frogmen, a boat, and God only knows how much money was spent during the government shutdown to humiliate Roger Stone when he would have reported voluntarily to the local FBI office.
Exactly. Well, but we find ourselves today trying to, you know, ferret all this stuff out. And Sidney, you know, the body politic just wants the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And,
exactly. That's what I want, no matter where it falls.
Right.
I don't care whether it's on a Republican or a Democrat or who. Mm-hmm. I just want the truth and to clean it up, because until you correctly identify a problem and the people who actually did things wrong, you can't solve it. We've got to solve this for the future of this country and our children and our grandchildren. We have a two-tiered system of justice that is simply appalling.
Yes.
There's an article out today about the Department of Justice declining prosecution of an FBI official, a deputy assistant director, who lied to the inspector general,
right,
which is a federal criminal offense. And he had warnings and everything, unlike General Flynn, who had an ambush interview thinking he was talking to friends.
Yeah, exactly. And I was reading that article. I saw your tweet on that, and I picked up on that. And that's the thing that's disconcerting, is that we're catching people with their hands in the cookie jar. And meanwhile, the Democrats are chasing windmills here. They're looking for a pony under all this manure and spending, you know, all the people's money and time, you know, and they keep saying, well, we can chew gum and walk at the same time. No, you can't, because clearly you've proven that you're incapable of doing this. So what if you're passing some, you know, some laws and, you know, some bills, not laws, but you're passing some bills in the House of Representatives? You know darn well they're not going to pass the Senate. I mean, it's just like Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan had 250 bills that they passed in the House. But why go through all that if you're not going to be able to affect anything and get it through the Senate? What are you championing, you know, to get through the Senate so that it can become law and work on behalf of the people? But let's just, you know, chase all these things that are, you know, they're non-productive, and this is what the Democrats are doing. And I hope the voters are taking note, because this government, with all the money that is spending, is being brought to you by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer et al.
And pure resistance. It is pure resistance to cover up their own serious crime. Mm-hmm. The Obama administration was spying on Americans illegally for multiple years. All you have to do is look at the decision of Rosemary Collier in April 2017, the 99-page decision. It was being done deliberately, and she said the Department of Justice and the NSA had an institutional lack of candor, I think is the way she put it. Mm-hmm. In other words, they'd been lying to the FISA court, and she called them out on it in that decision. And it was right after they had gotten the first Carter Page FISA application through.
Mm. Well, and we even have now the smoking gun, or we could call it the smoking hammer, which is that system that the Obama administration had set up in which to spy on people. But it's like, you know, whether it's, you know, as you mentioned, Luke Rosiak's book, even before then, we had Peter Schweitzer reporting, and it took 3 years before people really started connecting the dots, which was amazing to me, because when it came out, it was so mind-blowing with Hillary Clinton selling, you know, 20% of our uranium to Russia, and see, this is all, you've got to throw reason out the door. And to think that if the Russians wanted anybody to be president of the United States, it would have been Hillary Clinton. For all that they had taken advantage of Hillary Clinton and Obama, they knew her. They knew her ego and what she wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, the millions paid into the Clinton Foundation expecting her to be president for the favors they'd get back.
Yes.
The whole pay-to-play thing, that's another thing that was on the server that had to be eradicated.
Well, and the other thing yet to be done, and I spoke with one of the survivors' father, Charles Wood, regarding Benghazi. How much information about Benghazi was downloaded from that server?
Yeah, there's no telling.
And those questions all remain. And the thing that amazes me, even after all this is said and done, here you have Bob Mueller saying, hey, I don't want to say any more. I don't want any questions. I don't want anything. And then you have Hillary Clinton taking the opportunity of saying, all of a sudden she wants some sort of relevance and going, wait a minute. Why is the media even, you know, taking notes or, you know, reporting on anything that she has to say? To me, she's totally disqualified.
Oh, yeah, but the media is complicit in pushing all this. You've got to remember that Fusion GPS was paying reporters. We still don't know who the reporters are that Fusion GPS was paying to push this whole Russia collusion hoax. And then on top of that, Dianne Feinstein's former chief of staff, Doug Jones, formed a group called Penn Quarter immediately after the election and, like, overnight raised $50 million to continue the Russia hoax narrative after the election. So where did that $50 million go? Who got paid that to do what?
Well, Horowitz's IG report is due, they're saying, any day now. Sydney, what do you think?
It's going to be a doozy.
We can only hope it is going to be a doozy. I mean, you know, we put a lot of eggs in the basket and offered a lot of credibility and assumption here with Horowitz. But like Mueller, we won't know until we know, will we not?
Exactly. It's going to take a while to get all the evidence out. And, of course, Horowitz doesn't have subpoena power or any of that. But there still ought to be a lot of information that he had access to. And hopefully the conclusions of this report will match the actual contents of it, unlike the last one.
Exactly. Sydney Powell, author of the book License to Lie, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, a must read. Sydney, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
If you repeat a lie enough, it suddenly becomes the truth. Throughout this whole process, common sense is being thrown out the window. Common sense no longer is valid. Hey, look, if you're outside of the line of progressives and you don't go along with them, you're invalidated. All covered by political correctness, 63 gender options, all this insanity that's going on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heat?